Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 560. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Tourists from London. The song is called Everywhere You Look. That's on the band's debut album, Reality Effect, that came out on Epic Records in 1979. The band is known primarily as Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart's band before Eurythmics, but it stands up on its own. I had previously heard a song on a comp, and I don't know why I never picked this album up, but I'm glad I did, and you can get it cheap. I think I paid $7 for it, and it's a really nice copy. So give that one a listen. I think you're going to find something that you missed, and you're happy to have found. I got lots of music this week, so I should stop talking, start playing. This is the Joyce McKinney Experience, the song Realize.
Cursed with ambition, that I love will never be.
said less talking, but here we are all the same. That is Appaloosa from Seattle, Washington. The song's called Seasons of Change. It's on a split 7-inch with BB Cutie that came out on No Front Teeth Records earlier this year, I think in February. I wasn't familiar with the band, picked it up because I like BB Cutie, and boy, I really like Appaloosa, maybe even more than the BB Cutie songs. And then before that, a 12-inch from Joyce McKinney Experience. The song is Real Eyes. The 12-inch is called Cuddle This. It's a 4-song 7-inch that came out in 1990 on Decoy Records, a band from Lymington Spa in the UK. I don't know much about them. I know this is a little more, say, staid than their previous records, and I think I like it better. The other ones are maybe a little more straight-up punk rock, but this one is really good. Again, something I missed. Glad I went back for it. Anyway, more music here. Here's something new. This is Needles and Pins with a rather strained apologetic.
Yeah.
recordings there with some hype. That is Guided by Voices with the song Free Agents. That's on the album Earthman Blues, which came out April 30th of this year on the band's own Rockathon Records. Of course, Robert Pollard, they're leading that charge from Dayton, Ohio. This is a collection of songs that didn't make the cut previous albums. He's resurrected, and boy, does the world love this record. Rolling Stone and others say this is like the best Guided by Voices in years. I don't know. I don't hear it. I mean, it's a good Guided by Voices record, but I don't know if it's the best in years. Before that, we heard from Needles and Pins, or just Needles Pins. A Rather Strained Apologetic is the name of the song. It's on the band's self-titled album. Comes out on May 28th on Dirt Cult Records, that band based out of Vancouver, BC. I really like the band's previous efforts. This one is a little mixed. It took me a long time to get into it, but after five or six listens, I really found I found some good things in there. So give that one a few extra spins if it doesn't grab you right off the bat. I think you'll find it to be wonderful. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music now. More new music, in fact. This is Juliana Hatfield with Corgan.
And won't clean me like There's nothing appealing about a broken heart. It broke your heart.
Just like that, we are at the end. We just heard from Halifax's Molly Rankin with the song Who Broke Your Heart. That's from her self-released She EP, which came out in 2010. A little hard to find now after her success with Always, but I'm sure if you hunt online long enough, you'll find that. Before that, we heard from Illuminati Hotties with the song People Pleaser. That's on a two-song 7-inch that just came out February of this year on Anxiety Blanket. I didn't realize it. These are a couple of songs that were released digitally in 2019. I thought it was something new when I picked it up, but it's only something kind of new. Before that, we heard from Juliana Hatfield with the song Gorgon. That's on her new album, definitely new album, Blood, which came out May 14th on American Laundromat. Juliana is a little upset in this album. She was a little angry in the last one. This time, I don't think there's any filter, and she's out for revenge, and I'm here for it. Anyway, we need to wrap things up. I'm going to be over already. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 560. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Mixler, you name it. I'm there at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, some things starting to line up now. On the 29th, Black Mariah is playing at the Rhino. On the 4th, Giant's Chair is at Lemonade Park. Waxahachie has those sold-out shows on the 6th, 7th, and 8th at Lemonade Park. Punch Brothers are playing the 7th at Knuckleheads. On the 12th, Redder Moon and Montet Odd still have that secret show. I think they're going to make that public real soon. On the 26th, the Sluts are playing at the Replay. And then looking into July, Rage Against the Machine at T-Mobile on the 7th, the 10th, Calvin Arsenio at Lemonade Park, the 16th, Bodine's at Knuckleheads. And more things are starting to be announced. I even see some shows popping up at Riot Room. So as they say, nature is healing. Not a whole lot new on the website. I think maybe since the last time we talked, there's photos, video of the Mensa, Death Squad, Creepy Jingles, and Genere Show. But that's it. Anyway, one track left here for you. It's by Detroit band Shoestrings. The song is called The Oceans and the Seashells, and it's on the album Wishing on Planes, which came out in 1997 on the Grand Majesty Records. Picked this one up online after hearing it played by my friend Didi. So here we go. Some wonderful indie pop here with Shoestrings. Thank you very much. We'll be back next week. You.
to you.